and the slowing growth. And then that was the point, I think, when people finally realized that this is a stool with many legs. And this is an entrepreneur who is fighting this fight for the long term.
Last year, AWS brought in nearly $26 billion in revenue. It was more profitable than Amazon's entire North America retail business, even though that business is much, much bigger. So AWS provides a cushion for Amazon to keep prices low and try new things. Since mid-2015, Amazon has been profitable in every single quarter. So that risky approach Jeff Bezos promised from the start, it paid off.
He once said to me, he said, you know, this is pretty easy. If I do an experiment and it fails, I shut it down and I deliver more earnings to Wall Street so they win. If it works, then we have a new business and a new business opportunity, and Wall Street likes that as well. So experimenting just makes sense.
It's hard to know for sure, but it seems unlikely that Amazon could ever have created something as huge and unrelated as AWS if early investors had judged it on profits. So while competitors like Barnes & Noble, Walmart, and Target tried to show Wall Street quarterly profits, Amazon took advantage of this and ran. I asked Mary Meeker about this, since she has such a long view on tech companies and Wall Street. You know, there's this sort of broad idea among some people that Amazon has been treated much differently by Wall Street over the years than the vast majority of public companies.
Well, I think investors didn't treat it differently for the first 10 to 12 years. There were not a lot of believers. There was a lot of skepticism. And 10 years as a public company that goes from a fledgling startup to the market leader in online retailing that becomes profitable. And then you realize, well, they're actually not going to show me their profitability. They're going to barely be profitable, but they're going to reinvest their profits rapidly into new innovative products. And then you see them go from books to music to jewelry to toys to AWS to Alexa to advertising on the platform to acquiring Zappos to acquiring Twitch to acquiring Ring. You go, okay, so I see the growth. I see the lifetime value of the customers rising. And I think that Jeff and the team earned the right to get a bit of a hall pass because their innovation kept coming along at a very rapid clip.
A bit of a hall pass that made Jeff Bezos the richest person in the world. This has been great for Amazon and for a few other companies who've been successful in replicating a similar playbook.